This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
James O'Keefe is a conservative activist known for his undercover videos that have embarrassed NPR, Acorn, Planned Parenthood. He recently had an operation go awry, and it exposed some of his working methods. It all started with a phone call. New Yorker staff writer Jane Mayer takes it from there.
The phone call came into the Open Society Foundation. Now, that's George Soros' group, which funds a lot of progressive causes. And it came to an employee named Dana Garrity.
It was, I believe, March 16th. It was pretty quiet, and I was just kind of hunkering down and getting through my work when I noticed that my phone was ringing, and a number I wasn't familiar with popped up, and so I let it go to voicemail.
Hi, you have reached Dana Garrity with the Eurasia Program at the Open Society Foundations. I'm not available right now, so please leave a message, and I'll get back to you shortly.
Hey, Dana. My name is Victor Kesh. I'm
a Hungarian. It was a call from a Victor Kesh, who apparently was a Hungarian-American citizen who worked for a foundation.
I'm representing a foundation that would like to get involved with you guys.
So I was a bit kind of suspicious about that, because when you call, you identify the actual foundation you work for.
Fighting for European values and some other issues. And I'm an American citizen, but dual citizenship, Hungarian-American, who wants to aid. And give me a call back when you can. Thank you.
And then there was a pause, and he kind of stated under his breath to not talk until he hung up the phone.
Don't say anything. Hang up the phone.
And I heard him begin to discuss in a very different tone, actually, with his colleagues about what had just happened, what he wanted them to do, what their plan was going forward.
What needs to happen is someone other than me needs to make 100 phone calls like that.
Evidently, Victor Kesh thought that he'd already hung up the phone, and what Dana Garrity could hear was a group of men talking with him as they began to plot something for nearly 10 minutes.
So this situation, I just got a name.
Keep in mind, the quality is not that good because they're not actually talking into the phone. They don't realize they're being recorded.
Dana Lee Garrity, Open Society Foundation. There she is. Eurasia Program.
So Dana Garrity is a 28-year-old operations specialist who's overseeing pro-democracy programs in Eurasia for the Open Society Foundations. And evidently, the man who identified himself as Victor Kesh is trying to explain who she is to the rest of the group.
Just by making a phone call, I was able to understand who she is, I was able to understand her title, and I know that she deals with Hungary, Poland issues.
Victor Kesh wants Dana to call him back.
Probably going to call me back.
Now, if she doesn't call back, Kesh says, he can create other points of entry to get people in positions like Dana.
Now, even if she doesn't, I can create other points of entry to get people like that.
It's important to note that he's not targeting the president of the foundation. He's looking for points of entry with relatively low-level employees from whom he can work his way in and work his way up. So what is going on here, and who is Victor Kesh? The voicemail actually contains a number of clues, and if you follow them, the person you get to is James O'Keefe. a conservative activist who is infamous for doing secret videos that seek to embarrass liberal groups like NPR, Planned Parenthood, and his most successful operation so far was his takedown of Acorn, a liberal political organizing group.
Scenario: a young woman pretending to be a prostitute and a man pretending to run for Congress one day walk into Acorn's Baltimore headquarters and speak with two of the employees who run the facility.
As soon as the tape came out, it created a sensation in the media, particularly in the right-wing media, and not long after, Congress voted to cut off all federal funding to Acorn, and the group soon after collapsed.
Four Acorn employees have been fired. There are new calls on Capitol Hill for hearings into Acorn, and Acorn has been dropped from participating in the census next year.
It now appears that James O'Keefe's latest target is the Open Society Foundations and their creator, George Soros. As the voicemail continues, we hear James O'Keefe speaking with the other people in the room about some kind of questionable money operation.
Getting a meeting, you know, through a foundation that exists would be a good one. We're not going to do it as an offshore, you know, British Virgin Island company in this case, because Soros' people don't want to probably take money from a group like that.
He seems to be saying that they want to set up a compromising situation in which they entrap someone at the Soros Foundation into taking some money under dubious kinds of circumstances. But he's saying that probably the Soros Foundation won't take money from something obvious like a corporation that's registered in the British Virgin Islands. Instead, what he's looking for is something that seems like a plausible way to sort of set the Soros people up. He suggested that other liberal targets that they might go after would be crass enough to take that kind of money.
Hillary would.
Chelsea would.
Center for American Progress would.
I don't think the Open Society would, he says. The Open Society Foundations were founded by George Soros. He is a liberal hedge fund billionaire who is one of the largest funders of Democratic and liberal politics in America, and he has become almost a boogeyman to some people on the right. So why did Viktor Keshe state twice that he's a Hungarian-American? And this kind of small detail seems key, too.
I think maybe the reason, I mean, this is just pure speculation, but perhaps the reason he chose a Hungarian identity is because George Soros is also of Hungarian descent and is a Hungarian American.
So it seems almost designed to hook him in. At this point, the voicemail continues and it gets a little weirder.
An hour ago, we spoke with my friend in Atlanta, who's the orthopedic surgeon.
What they're talking about, it seems, is importing an orthopedic surgeon from England who's visiting the country and is going to come up to where this sting is supposed to take place, evidently in New York, and help them out on it.
We'll train him, and he's more than happy to do anything he can do for us. He's got a real heavy British accent.
So this fellow from England is very technical, and he's not going to have any problem with the cameras.
He's very technical, so I'm sure he's not going to have any problem with the cameras.
He's a very talented guy, they say, and so he'll be able to pull it off.
And he's a very talented guy, so I mean, he'll be able to pull it off.
When I first called James O'Keefe, asking if he had any idea who Viktor Keshe was, he acted like he was mystified. He said, "Viktor Keshe? Viktor Keshe?" And then he said he had no interest in discussing this or talking about any investigations or operations that were, as he put it, real or imagined. But when I kept reporting and made clear to him that I actually had a copy of the tape of his phone call, he then decided to put the best face on it and publicly confess.
"We had a plan to go undercover into the Soros Foundation to expose their questionable activities. We posed as a Hungarian investor named Viktor and eventually connected with Dana Garrity, a program specialist at the foundation. We were hoping for a meeting. She called us back and left a message."
"Hi, Viktor. This is Dana Garrity giving you a call back. I got your voicemail."
But the Soros people were able to thwart our plan. So
this time, O'Keefe got caught trying to sting George Soros, one of the most important funders and players on the liberal side of American politics. He said he had to fold the operation, and he apologized to his supporters for the embarrassment. But in the end, he also noted that he's got many more operations that are still ongoing. And he's also got, he says, dozens and dozens of other operatives out there in the field looking for the next get.
What needs to happen is someone other than me needs to make 100 phone calls like that.
For the New Yorker Radio Hour, I'm Jane Mayer.